opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. There's still time to change the road you're. This segment with R.J. Bell is brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
A GE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and we're not doing our usual reset because we're only here until 5:30. So that means we're going to get RJ Bell right now at 5 o'clock. What's up, RJ?
You know, guys, I have a serious question.
Yes.
So I heard the disclaimer, right? And usually I don't hear that at the bottom of the hour. It says your opinions are not those of Gal Media. So it means in every instance, they have the opposite opinion. There's never an overlap.
I think they're just making sure that we
because I think typically they say not necessarily those of Gal Media.
That's true.
Which would imply that sometimes it is overlap, sometimes there's not overlap.
I feel pretty comfortable saying our bosses pretty much never agree with what we're saying.
That's what I'm saying. They're pretty much saying in every case they disagree.
I think so.
Murder is a bad thing.
See, yeah, see? Not, that is not the opinion of Gal Media.
Big murder guys there, let me tell you.
Yeah, we're going to find out when we walk out. So, RJ, let's talk about the Texans game first, simply because the oddity of Mexico City. Is there any kind of precedent or any kind of trends you look at when a game's in a place like that?
Well, I think clearly the most analogous would be London, right? Because it's out of the country. It's a longer trip, unfamiliar to both teams typically. But just as obviously it's not the same thing, I think the key is the altitude. People do not realize this. I just tweeted this out late last night. Is Denver, obviously mile high, really high altitude. Mexico City is significantly higher up, more altitude. So, and one pro bettor I talked to mentioned the soccer, Mexico City soccer, Mexican soccer, and how amazing the home field advantage is for the Mexico team. And the rationale there is altitude plus, and this is going to sound fun, not funny, but surprising, the pollution. Is that, you know, if you're not used to it, apparently if you're, you know, breathing heavy for, I've never been to Mexico City, but they say it's not long before your lungs start to burn. Now, we all know that when fatigue sets in or you're having trouble breathing, defense usually suffers more.
Right.
It takes more energy to play defense. So I would look towards the over in the game. I also love, they usually have a prop in any Monday night game, over or under the longest field goal. And with Janikowski and with the altitude, now they usually don't put this up till Sunday night or early Monday, and a good book. But if they come out around the normal distance, and because usually they do this stuff just automatically, they don't really think, oh, what's different about this stadium? If they come out around the normal number, which is, you know, in the Super Bowls, it's usually 43.5, 44 yards, I would make my biggest bet of the week on the over because of the altitude. But let's talk about the game for a second, if you don't mind, the side. I love Houston here, +6. I think Oakland is a good team. I just think they're overrated right now. And the reason I think they're overrated, it's the perfect formula for a team to be overrated. A lot of close wins. And that's what the Raiders have. Now, why does that lead to overratedness? Because people give more credence, more attention to wins and losses. Where are you in the standings? Not really how you won those games. But if you look at the statistics, Oakland has the 28th best yards per play net, which is the number one wise guy stat. So if you're 28th, but you have a really good record, doesn't mean you're as bad as 28th, but you're almost certainly not as good as that really good record. And I think the second formula for being overrated is having a dominant performance recently on national TV. And really, the Raiders played one of the best games of the year, not one of the best games for the Raiders, but one of the best games of the year, I think, against Denver. And that was by far their best game. So people are saying, oh, look at this Raiders record. And then they're also saying, man, did they look good against Denver? And I think that's got this line. Remember, Vegas has early lines. You could have bet this game last week at 3.5. Oakland minus 3.5. Now, what's happened since last week? Well, Oakland hasn't played, so not much has changed there on their team. And then the flip side is Houston, what, won another game? So, to me, I think it's a situation where why would the line go from 3.5 to 6? It's only because of the public bias. I think one of the better bets of the week is Houston.
Yeah, I'm curious that you say that because I thought you were going to go the other way because at the beginning of the segment you said that you would expect, you know, defense to struggle more than offense, and the Raiders win with offense. The Texans have, maybe if you don't count the Rams, the worst offense in the league. So I'm curious how, you know, you weigh that out.
But that's an interesting thing because let's just say defense is going to be tough. If you have a bad defense, does that mean that's going to affect you more or less? Now, I think the Raiders' defense is improving, and that is one thing. I do think this team, the Raiders, are going to improve throughout the end of the year because they had so many personnel changes on defense, especially earlier this year. And because of that, I think that a team with more transition tends to trend upwards more than a team that's more settled entering the year. So I do think the Raiders are moving in the right direction, just not fast enough compared to the public perception. But if we assume, let's say the Raiders have, you know, I don't know, I think it's fair to say the 22nd or 23rd ranked defense, I'm just guessing there, and Houston's defense is better, so does that mean if you make defense harder that Houston or Oakland is going to suffer more because of that? I'm not sure the answer, to be honest, but I don't think it's clear that having a bad defense is good or not as big of a deal if there's something that's making defense difficult.
Right.
RJ Bell, our guest, pregame.com. Both of us like the Colts quite a bit today. I'm seeing 2.5 on my site. Tell me why I'm wrong to go that way.
I think at 2.5, you're probably right. Andrew Luck has one of the most intense home road splits of any major quarterback. Aaron Rodgers would be the other one, which makes Indianapolis winning in Green Bay such either an indictment of Indianapolis, which I sort of think it is, or I'm sorry, an indictment of Green Bay, obviously, or it could be, hey, Indy's just better than we thought right now. And it could be both. You know, it could be a combination of both. It doesn't just have to be one or the other. But if you look at the Colts, you know, under Andrew Luck, this is a team that when they're at home is really, really good. I mean, in his career, if you look at the stats, 24-10 straight up at home, 18-18 on the road. Now, that's a big difference. And I also think that the three, I mean, you just can't get over the difference between 3 and 2.5. Last night, we saw with Carolina the difference between 3 and 3.5. Here's the amazing stat. In games which are round 3, so that means -2.5, -3, or -3.5. So we're going to say that's a round 3. The favorite team wins by exactly 3, 9.5% of the time. So literally, the difference between laying, let's say, 3 and laying 2.5 is 9.5% of the time you're going to win laying 2.5 instead of push. I mean, you can't get more significant than that in the NFL. So I would have said, oh, man, line feels right at 3. At 2.5, I would lean Colts.
You know, there's a lot of games this week that I was looking at, and I feel like I got the right side as far as the number. Maybe not the team that I prefer to bet on, but I think Tampa being over a touchdown, Chicago over a touchdown, Baltimore over a touchdown. I'm finding myself going with a lot of dogs because they just got on the right side of that 7 number. Is that something that you see a lot and that, you know, that the sharp guys are actually looking for?
Well, you always want the better number. And this is obviously, but this is a really subtle point. So I'll touch on it a little bit, but I'm not sure. I think it might take 20 minutes just this point. Sometimes the bookmakers, when obviously 2.5, your first instinct is I want the favor. And at 3.5, your first instinct is I want the dog. Because you figure, oh, if it just went to 3, I'd be in so much worse of a position with the dog. But, you know, if it went to four, no big deal. Four and a half, no big deal. Five, you know, as you know, some people say that's the dead zone between three and a half and at least five and a half. But the books know that. So if they put a line at 7.5, they're pretty much saying we want underdog action. So one side, just pure math, you'd much rather have 7.5 than 7 if you're taking the dog. But on the other hand, you got to worry. The sportsbook could easily have made the line 7, but they didn't want to. They wanted more underdog action. So I wouldn't just automatically play the 3.5s in the – not that you're doing that, but I certainly, for the listener, wouldn't automatically do that. Now, if the market is 3 and you're getting a 3.5 on the dog, or if the market's 7 and you're getting a 7.5, then that's awesome, because it's not that concern I've got, but you're getting that extra – the hook, as we call it, the hook in Vegas. Of the teams you just said, I disagree with the Bears the most. In fact, I like, even at 7.5, if I had to play the game, I would play the Giants. Chicago had two injuries that people won't talk about. They lost a lineman. His name's Long. They also lost a wide receiver to a performance-enhancing suspension.
Their best wide receiver.
You could make the case Long and the receiver were their two best players right now. You really could. But they're not big names, right? I'm getting my notes to pull out. Oh, I mean, wide receiver Jeffrey. Yes, that's his name. But that's the thing, right, is if you're a hardcore player guy, you're going to know it. But a lot of people aren't. But the reality is these could have been the two best Bears teams. So that's a perfect storm to go against the team, is when injuries matter, but they don't move the needle. And I think that's the case with the Bears. And there's one thing with the Giants I think it's important to talk about. And I always say how much I love this segment because we have a little extra time to go a little bit deeper into these things. Turnovers are the number one factor in winning NFL games. The winner of the turnover battle covers the spread 77% of the time. That there's no other number that's going to correlate so much to covering. But there's a huge element of turnovers which are luck. Imagine tip passes, dropped interception, bouncing balls on fumbles. Very much there's good fortune or bad fortune. Let's say half of turnovers are luck. I think that's about fair. So now you've got this factor which is so amazingly influential that has a big element of luck. So how do you exploit that? You find the teams with a really bad negative turnover margin and assume they're a little better than they seem because of all those turnovers. Some of them they're not really responsible for because of the luck. And then you get the really, really good teams like Carolina last year, number one in turnovers. Hey, was some of that them ball hawking? Was some of that Cam Newton? Maybe. But a lot of it was luck. And then you assume they're not quite as good. So that all winds up to the Giants. There's only two teams in the NFL with a -2 turnover or worse with a winning record. There's 13 of them with -2 or worse. So 13, only two with a winning record. It shows you how influential it is. Well, those two teams, the Giants and the Houston Texans. And I think both of those teams, quite frankly, a little underrated.
All right, that's RJ Bell, pregame.com. Joins us every week, usually at 5:30. So if you're hearing him for the first time, go check out pregame.com. It's awesome. And tell him you got the show in Vegas, everything else going on. Tell him real quick.
Absolutely. We have an ESPN show right here in Vegas 5 days a week. We put that podcast up. We do the Dream Podcast, which is 1 hour on college, 1 hour on pro each week. It's me and two professional bettors, and it's pretty much this segment, just with two other people equally, if not sharper than me, and we do an hour. So if you like this kind of deep dive, check it out. Link on the homepage, pregame.com.
All right. Thanks, RJ. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And if you've got family and friends coming in for the holidays, man, you need to sleep well because they're going to irritate you. They're going to make you mad. And your house is going to be a wreck because everybody's running around. So, you know what? Take care of yourself. Go to Texas Mattress Makers. And right now, they've got such a great deal for you, an entire month of Black Friday prices. And you're always saving money when you go there, at least 50%. Guaranteed, because if you go to a retail store, they're marking it up. Texas Mattress Makers makes them right there and sells them directly to you. So you're already getting 50%. Well, guess what? Black Friday prices all month, 20% right now on all showroom inventory. 20% off factory prices. Everything in the showroom is clearing out, and they've got all kinds of fantastic beds. So you're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to sleep great. You won't have to mess with Black Friday itself. You can do it any day, and you're going to feel better about life. That's what they do for you, Texas Mattress Makers. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you guys. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
This segment with R.J. Bell was brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
Visit AcceptanceAppliance.com for all your home appliance needs.
ESPN. 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you know what? Let's squeeze in a couple calls before we have to end this thing early. Let's grab Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports to you, man.
Hey, listen, my biggest bet of the year was last week with the Houstons versus the Jaguars. So I want to preface this by saying that I'm a Texans fan. I like the Texans. I want the Texans to win. I hope they win on Monday night. And I like RJ, but I could not disagree anymore with his take on the Texans. If you want to say that the Raiders are overvalued, then I understand that. But to say that the Texans are undervalued, I completely disagree. You're talking about a coach that's 2-6 in primetime games. One of those games, those wins, he wins scoring 10 points at Cincinnati. And the other one, you've got 9 points with 2 minutes to go in the Indianapolis game, and it takes a miracle of God for you to come back and score 14 points to take that game to overtime. Man, I want to bet the Texans +6 with RJ's money. I hope they win. I hope they cover. But to say that they're undervalued and that's where you'd put your money in this spot with Bill O'Brien and this quarterback on the road, you know, one more point, and I'll hang up and listen. You had a bye week. You had this offensive guru had a bye week and got his quarterback to throw 99 yards with an extra week to prepare for Jacksonville. To me, that's all I need to hear. Love the show, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think we always tend to undervalue the Texans because we see the quarterback play. I don't know, undervalue is not the right word. I tend to mark them down for that.
Yeah.
So I pretty much agree. Let's squeeze Justin on real quick.
I mean, the number is kind of big.
It is. And I'm always about the dog, and they're going to run into the same thing that the Texans are. But, man, until I see better quarterback play, I can't bet the Texans with any confidence.
I can't either.
And I'm not playing the game, but, you know, that's...
If I had to play it, though, I'd be on the Raiders' side.
I probably would, just because I could see this being another 40 to 10 type game.
Yep.
Squeeze on Justin real quick. Justin, 30 seconds, buddy. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Lamar Jackson, did that loss hurt his Heisman hopes? I'll hang up and listen.
Probably did, but his lead was so great that I don't know that it hurt it enough that he won't win it.
Yeah, I don't think it damaged him too much. His numbers are just so off the charts. Unless somebody else does something really spectacular and has that Heisman kind of moment, which I don't really see happening. I don't see too many chances for that. Then, no, I don't think it damaged it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a good look last night, but I don't think it was bad enough that it's going to cost him the trophy.
Yeah, but Louisville did get beaten like dogs.
They did. And if they were good dogs, that wouldn't have happened. And if you want your dog to be a good dog, man's best friend is the place to go. I know my dog was not a good dog. She's a puppy, so I mean, you got to teach them somehow. These dogs, they can't learn what the expectations are unless you set an expectation, and that's what man's best friend does. We went in, we sat with the trainer, we discussed what issues I wanted taken care of, and they took care of them. And it's not the first time either. I've taken two other dogs to Man's Best Friend, and I've always been happy with the results. Mansbestfriend.com or give them a call, 713-932-6709. 2331 Bingle Road in Houston, and our listeners get 30% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And if you go to our station's website, you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. So if you want to get out of town for the holidays, Man's Best Friend, they board as well. You need to get a hold of them, and that $250 will go a long way. That's Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training.
All right. Well, This just feels weird ending this early.
It does.
It's not even completely dark yet.
Well, it is kind of dark outside.
All right, fine. Well, I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. And we'll see you guys back here on Monday. I'm going to go over and catch some horse racing tomorrow over in Louisiana. And watch some football. Till Monday. Stay sports, you bitches.
Forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday. Thursday today.
Movember. November is Movember at ESPN 97.5. Help us change the face of men's health. Visit Movember.com and search Gal Media to donate today.